This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. 2 years of construction and an investment of $60 million. This weekend, the Detroit Symphony Orchestra will perform in its new Max M. Fisher Music Center. Tomorrow's grand opening marks a remarkable recovery for an orchestra that not long ago nearly went bankrupt. Detroit Public Radio's Celeste Headley reports.
For the past two summers, musicians with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra have carted their sheet music down the street to their temporary home at the Opera House while their beloved orchestra hall gets a makeover. This is the second time the auditorium has undergone a major renovation. 20 years ago, the hall was rescued from demolition or eventual collapse after years of neglect. The current renovation will fully restore and modernize the 84-year-old building. And the orchestra that itself nearly collapsed under crippling debts is now, like the auditorium, going through a seemingly miraculous rebirth. The symphony was so close to bankruptcy in the late 1980s that musicians sometimes worried they wouldn't get their paychecks. In 1991, the DSO carried a $9 million deficit on a $17 million budget. But bassoonist Paul Ganson says he never thought the group would go under.
I'm thinking back on it. It's easy to say, oh, no, I wasn't afraid. I did catch myself whistling in the dark a few times, but apart from that, it wasn't too bad.
Ganson says he and his colleagues knew it would take work and imagination to pull the orchestra out of its crisis. The plan that eventually emerged, he says, made a strong connection between the orchestra's revitalization and that of the surrounding neighborhood.
That was really undertaken in the mid-1990s, the idea that we had to simply not be in the community, but with the community, and the community had to be with us.
From the windows in their offices in Orchestra Hall, symphony executives can see a string of dilapidated, aging storefronts, many marked by blue, green, and red graffiti. They realized that in their search for new ticket buyers, they might be able to look within their own neighborhood. They thought that with a larger facility and a wider variety of musical offerings, they could attract more patrons. They also decided to expand their educational programs, hoping to cultivate future generations of concertgoers. In order to do that, they needed a large infusion of cash. They asked new board member Peter Cummings to approach his father-in-law, oil tycoon Max Fisher, and ask him for financial help. But Cummings says Fisher wasn't interested in giving money to the orchestra for the sake of beautiful music.
He has a lot of causes that he's been committed to all his life, but the arts is just not one of them. However, he is committed to the city of Detroit and to the education of inner-city school children.
But DSO President Emil Kang says Fisher didn't exactly say no.
And his father-in-law said to him that you need to think bigger and think out of the box and think differently.
Kang says board members broadened their vision. Under Fisher's guidance, they started buying up land around Orchestra Hall and creating plans for an entire complex called Orchestra Place, including a new public high school.
Obviously, the whole Orchestra Place vision about neighborhood revitalization and the office building, the parking deck, and the high school, all of that came about. A lot of that had already been in the works, but I think Mr. Fisher really gave us a carrot, I guess, to make sure that we did think as big as we could.
As carrots go, it was pretty tempting. Max Fisher offered $10 million to the symphony. And the aspect of the project that most interests Fisher is the Fine Performing and Communication Arts High School now going up behind the Max. When it opens in 2005, it will be the only public school in the country with a direct connection to a professional performing arts organization. 1,200 students will work closely with DSO musicians on a daily basis. Kang says the orchestra will get as much benefit from the partnership as the kids will.
We benefit from it because we know we have a neighbor that is producing artists, musicians, dancers, writers, painters, and if they don't become professionals, that's not our point. Our point is to create better citizens and better human beings, and we believe that's going to happen with this new partnership with the school district.
The high school will be the final piece of the symphony's expanded campus in Midtown Detroit. The DSO now owns an office building that brings in $1 million annually, a massive parking garage, and the new $60 million Max Center. This development has attracted new donors. The orchestra has wiped out its deficits, and this weekend, the musicians will joyfully return to the newly restored Orchestra Hall. Even quiet businessman Peter Cummings gets excited when he talks about the orchestra's new direction. He says Orchestra Place is another point of pride in a city that really needs things to brag about.
There was almost an institutionalized inferiority complex that had developed so that even the things we had that were of wonderful value, we had started to devalue almost by saying, well, if they were so great, they wouldn't be in Detroit.
Cummings says it will be years before the orchestra knows whether or not its foray into real estate and public education will actually result in sustained financial stability. But DSO President Emil Kang has high hopes.
When it gets very pressure-ridden and I'm about to explode, I go walk over and walk on the catwalks of our new Music Box recital hall, and I just look around and I think to myself, wow, it's amazing that each time I walk into these facilities, I still get those goosebumps.
A gala opening of the Max Fisher Center and the refurbished orchestra hall begins tomorrow. The new High School for the Arts opens in January of 2005. For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headley in Detroit.